Test, test, test. Test, test. Test.
All right, you look so miserable. Okay, let's try it. Just let's see if we can forget about it.
I'm ashamed that all this year I live here and I can't talk good English because I was with my own people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you see, in the United States now, they don't care so much about accents. In fact, I think accents are interesting. They give you a flavor of where the person came from, and and I think people like to hear accents. So you shouldn't be ashamed. What? I think it's beautiful. What did you say?
I don't.
You don't like
accents. Everybody speak English.
Well, but if...
I mean, we're in America. Why should I listen to someone speaking Spanish and have someone say, the plane departures in Spanish and the telephone, the Commonwealth gas in Spanish. I don't want that.
Right, but what about your mother speaks English, but she has an accent because she was a little girl.
Yeah, 70 years she's been here, she said, I wish
I'm ashamed that
that came. Because they never, in school, she had to learn how to speak English. They're using English as a second language.
Yeah. I'm saying she makes herself understood. It's not like I don't understand her.
She
speaks great English. So what I'm saying is it's one thing if you never learn the language, but some people, if you learn English, maybe when you're 10. How old were you when you came?
Here, to this country.
16, not even
16.
See, when...
younger, right?
I think so,
but you see, that's old because by then you set your language. And if you try to speak English, no matter how hard, you'll always have an accent.
Kathy, for instance, she was 15, 16 years old, and they put her in the first grade. They would never do that at anybody now. I mean,
they'd have a special
girl in with
first
the young
grade,
kids.
I went to 1 month.
She couldn't speak English, and nobody was helping her. They gave
her nobody helped me. My aunt bring me in this country.
She was sponsored.
She had 7 children.
Now, does this look like a 16-year-old girl? That's her.
Oh, my.
She entered the port of Providence.
You're so skinny.
Yeah.
I know.
But I mean...
Oh, but you are beautiful.
I don't think she was 16. Mm-hmm. I think she was younger.
Well, you know... you know why?
Food
she had.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what Dr. McNeil... When we massacred...
Looks like a... Yulia's
I didn't
girl,
even
little
know
little
my last name.
Little girl.
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
At the orphanage, I give my father name for last name.
Your father's first name.
Yeah, that's right. And I told you, when I was playing jumper, one of two sisters, those are grown up. They told me, come here. I went there, They said, put my mark.
I don't understand what you're talking about, the mark.
Yeah, I did have it. Now I don't have it.
But that was a birthmark?
Now I birthmark that.
You were born with the mark?
No. After you born, 2-3 months after you have that small kid born, 2-3 months old, you have that. If you go there, you have it too.
In your village? Or everybody?
Yeah. That city, if you go, you have mark too.
What city?
That's Halabosu, Harpet, we say. Those two places, they have that mark. Yeah.
Is it a religious mark, this?
Yeah, but after you born 3-4 months after you have those marks.
That was their birth record.
Is it religious? Is it for Christian? Is it Christian?
Oh, yes.
It's a Christian. No, the mark. Everybody or just Christians?
Everybody. And that's the way they recognize me, you from that city.
In other words, it denotes what area they're from.
Tell us your father and mother name and your sister and your last name. I know my father name. I know my sister name, but I didn't know my last name.
You were just a little
girl. I have one little older sister. She was going to school. But me and
that could have been the reason.
The youngest one, 3-year-old, second I was, and third she was just the start of the school in the old country. So they told, I said, I don't know my last name. I know my father and thing name. They grown up, they say, your name is Avakian. That's your name. We know your father and mother. That's the reason that we tell you. Your last name is this. We got a cousin in America. We're going to write to them if they, maybe you have some relative over there. Yeah. And they did, and my aunt right away sent for me. And I come here, 7 kids.
They
living in New Ridge. They didn't have much. $25 a week, he get it. But 7 kids, husband and wife,
people
9, I'm 10.
Here in Whitensville?
Whitensville.
Did he work in the mill?
Yes.
Whitensville, machine work, he was working. So, I'm extra to feed.
You what?
Well, extra mouse to feed.
Yes, extra mouse.
Yeah. And how was your father?
So they sent me to school, as I said. Teacher gave me about 6-7 pages, so I have to compare with that, you know, get even with that. See, I'm watching, but I don't like
it. Sorry, go ahead. No, you had to go in the first grade.
Who's going to teach me? I didn't know yes and no. I didn't know A and B. Who's going to teach me? So one next day I go to school, the teacher asked me. I said, I don't know to talk. I don't know. And the kids start. Yeah.
Weren't some of the children, some of the children who were there,
yeah,
weren't they Armenian? Were their parents?
6-year-old kid in.
Who was in that?
But you're, wouldn't
the was in her class.
The children in your class,
yeah.
Huh?
The children in your class with you, weren't their parents Armenian?
No, the children, like that.
My Jeanette was in your class.
Yeah.
But she didn't help her.
Huh?
Did she help you?
I see her only in the school.
Yeah.
In the family, it had to be helped. Nobody needed it.
Yeah, they had so many kids at my aunt that they couldn't help her. She was just an extra person that came in the household to feed. Yeah.
And at school, everybody spoke English.
Yes.
Yeah.
When I come here, I was 80 pounds. You figure. Play, jump rope with the kid. I have to help some because that time, everything, the tub is me at the middle, the kids are small, her kids. Start 3 months to.
A hard life you had.
Yeah, what a life.
And then tell her how you met Pa. They fixed her up.
And,
12 years older.
They fixed me. I was wearing just like kids, and someday my auntie, she fixed my hair, just started grown up, and her dress, she put me my head dress, and I look at the mirror, I'm a little.
All of a sudden, she's grown up.
Wow.
Monthly siventure.
Tell her how Pa entered your life.
Huh?
Tell her how Pa entered your life.
A neighbor keep my husband boarded.
That
time they coming from all country, each one have a boarder, you know?
For extra money.
And they fixed me with him. I didn't know anything from life. Nothing. Absolutely. God be my
witness. To get rid of her, I think. Yeah, of course that's what it was.
Mm.
I didn't know anything.
Were you scared?
Well, that.
Were you scared?
I don't hear it.
Huh?
Were you scared?
Of course I was scared.
I would be scared.
Yeah.
Well, but he was good to me.
It worked out.
Yeah.
That's good. So how old were you then?
About a year and a half, 2 years after I had my
still
son.
Still very young.
Yeah.
Wow. So when you did your... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt.
Huh?
What were you going to say? Were you going to say something?
2 years and a half after I have my... 2 years after I have my son.
She never had... She didn't have a period when she got married.
And it was just like playing with doll.
Her first born.
With him.
She grew up with her son.
I know it.
Wow.
And
there's nobody really to show her
to
how to mother.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Harachin had baby aid.
Yeah.
I mean, Duno Mansad and Il Mansad kids he had.
She was 18 when my brother was born.
And that's the only happy, make me happy. As I said, just like doll I was playing with him. That's the only thing I have little happiness.
At that time.
Yeah.
So, what can I say?
Well, when you were, you told me that you learned how to do the lace in the orphanage.
Orphanage.
And did you also learn to crochet in the orphanage?
No, crochet over here.
And how about the rug?
Over here.
Now, when you came here, was there anybody else here who knew how to do the lace like you?
In orphanage? When you were 7 years old, they have make little money. They a special teacher did come and show us everything. We a big group about 20 girls, and when we doing those work, they send it to America.
They send the work to America?
Yeah, and that time
it was when they sent all that handwork to America,
yeah.
She says it was very
they're
much
selling here, yeah, and it's little money for the orphanage.
Did they sell it to the Armenians here, or
no,
just to anybody?
Here, anybody, not the Armenian. They crazy about those work that time.
Do you remember your teacher? Was your teacher that taught you the lace? Was that person Armenian, or?
Oh, she's Armenian.
In the orphanage,
she was Armenian. Teach us everybody. Mm-hmm. And after when she go, we.
Oh, this is so beautiful. So when you came here, did you continue when you were 16, 17? Did you have time to do this when you came to this country?
I didn't do anything, though. I didn't do. I raised children.
Yeah. You mean, well, first you're raising your aunt's children, right?
This is about.
She wasn't there long enough.
Oh, yeah.
10 years after here, I started doing.
Yeah.
10 years ago.
When we kind of were teenagers, she started doing all this. She made our priest.
Yeah, the one this.
Yeah, Christian puts
the
cross in there, and every Sunday he's walking
like
around with my mother's lace
like this
in the church
with the cross here.
Yeah,
and he's in
the Armenian church.
The Armenian.
One like that,
she
not
made,
that
right,
one.
Not
yeah,
the,
yeah.
She made it for him,
but just like that,
just like this. Christian took a picture of this outside.
Yeah.
On the pillow, just so she could get the detail, and she took a picture of this under the red velvet.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you just decided after 10, 15 years, did you even know that she could do this?
Oh, yeah.
How did you know?
Well,
if she hadn't
be
been
sitting there doing it when we came home from school or
no,
something.
No, before,
like,
when you were little girls.
I didn't know as a young girl.
No. This is, they are grown up.
They had no idea.
I was alone here and after my husband passed away.
Yeah.
She said about
handkerchiefs.
Not even 10.
Yeah.
She
not
started
even 10.
10 years ago or 10 years after she got here?
About 7-8 years.
10 years ago.
She started.
But she was doing handkerchiefs because I was a young girl when she taught me handkerchiefs.
Well,
right.
This is not what you mean when you're talking about handkerchief.
No, handkerchief. A linen handkerchief. It always had to be linen. And she
has one, but the one in there, Martha, you know how the points, the one in there is not as pretty.
I found some in the drawer.
With the point on it? Yeah, those are pretty.
Gee whiz. How long does something like this take?
Say 2-3 months.
Yeah.
But little by little.
You work on it at night.
Yeah.
When she's not reading her Flaming Daniels
and Daniel Steele books. Daniel Steele.
So she likes to read. That's great.
She's read every one of Daniel Steele's books.
She does fine in English, right?
She goes to the library. Well, she had a girl. She had a friend, a very, very close friend. They were almost like sisters. They loved anything to do with mushy lovemaking, sex on TV, and they'd both sit there enthralled.
Because I don't think
TV.
They ever had anything like that in their life.
Oh, you mean when they were like older?
I'd say about 20 years ago when
she
friend
says
was
when
living.
They used to go to dances together. She says the guys used to ask them to dance, and they would want to dance with the guys and dance with each other.
Well, I'm sure all the guys did want her to dance.
They
used
to see things on TV and go like this.
Isn't that pretty?
Oh, yes, that is beautiful. Now, did you make that for yourself?
Just make that.
Just to make something.
We all have them. Martha has it. Yeah. I do. You know.
You mean one of
black
these?
Sweater. Oh, we have a lot of those.
Well, I think I've got three of
that's
them.
That's Martha's, actually.
Yeah,
that's Martha's.
I've got it under a glass in my coffee table.
Oh, it's beautiful.
I mean, can you imagine that? Your eyes must go.
That's what I'm thinking.
Crazy doing
no,
that.
What more is without a pattern?
No pattern, and just a straight needle.
Do you think maybe at this point she doesn't look as much because she feels? Because her eyes are not perfect anymore, right?
They are.
Her eyes are perfect.
Oh, because of the cataract. But what about before the operation?
Oh,
she was still doing this, no?
She had that pterygium operation years ago. And, you know, she never had trouble with her eyes per se than anybody else did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does she use glasses, like work glasses?
Well, no.
I've never seen her with glasses. Once in a while, she'll wear glasses. I don't know why.
We play cards, she doesn't wear glasses.
Oh, lucky woman.
Yeah.
Because I do needlepoint.
Oh, yeah.
And already it's not as much, even just a couple of years ago, it was easier.
Really?
You know, no, I'm starting to, yeah.
I don't know how old you are, but once you turn 40, your eyes change.
43,
Your eyes change drastically.
Yeah. Yeah, even because when I was in my late 30s, I did a couple of pieces. I was saying I do needlepoint. And since I got to be 40, now it's much harder for me to do the needlepoint.
You know what needlepoint is?
Like Susie.
You know the Susie made? The pictures, what she does.
Yeah.
This girl's house we went to, she did big needlepoint, two girls at the piano. It looked just like a painting.
Wow. It is, isn't it something? It's really nice. It takes a long time, though.
I'd love to make one.
I think they're good for your dining room seats.
Yeah, I want to make some. You know, my husband doesn't. He calls it paint by numbers. He makes fun.
It's true.
Because you just fill it in.
It's true.
It's not like you. Like yours is very creative. You make up all the patterns.
It is very creative.
Yeah.
You know, even the rugs. I'm impressed with the rug.
You know, I've got one of Ma's rugs. Yeah. Oval? Well, it's a long strip.
Like a runner.
So this is
Jamie's room.
This is a thinner then, right? This is very thin.
Well, the thinnest one is the large one that was done.
Right.
That's the one Chris said she thinks it was done with nylon thread, which I think it was too.
Oh. Now, how do you decide when you start at the beginning? Do you know what it's going to look like?
Do you, Ma?
Did you understand what she said?
Huh?
When you start doing that, do you know what you're going to do, or do you do it?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
You have a picture in your mind?
Yeah.
Wow. So you guys grew up speaking?
I mean,
you're fluent.
Not fluent. I wish we were.
Well, but you make yourself understood.
Yes, we make ourselves understood.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have Armenian, like the church service is still in Armenian,
we
right?
We go to the church.
The sermon's in English, but everything in the Mass and everything is in Armenian.
So you understand that then?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
because
great.
Only we understand it, only because they're written in English that we know.
Right.
Yeah. We're not fluent. Mm-hmm. I wish
Martha can read.
I can read very little.
Mm.
And I went to Armenian school 3 months. And Armenian is a hard language.
Wow. Here in Whitensville?
Yeah.
They had like a school in the church
or
something?
They had a tutor, I think. They had tutors.
Mm. Oh, that's great. Now, when you got here, was there anybody over here who was doing this in Whitensville?
Yeah, my God. Ma, Jose Gardner, Urush Mata Spespangashine.
Urush Ganig.
Well, a couple of them dead from orphanage. Only a couple of women.
Older ladies?
Yeah. No, they were young.
Like you?
Yeah.
They also, maybe they learned in the orphanage
came
over
most
here.
Most of them from orphanage.
Are they still around, any of them?
No,
they're gone.
Mm-hmm. All my mother's friends are all gone.
I became how many friends? Now I don't have nobody.
You know, it's lucky to live long, but it's hard.
Yeah, very hard.
It's very hard. So now, when you started doing this, what did people say who are Armenian? Had they seen anything like that, or did they say, I want one? Or
there's an Armenian museum in Watertown.
Yeah.
And they have
all these. Did you know that, Kathy?
What? That there's a
museum,
yes. There's, you know, I said there's a woman who's doing work. There are different people doing work in different parts of the state. And the person who's doing work in the Boston area worked with some Armenians there and worked with the museum.
Well, she's lucky because she's got that museum there that she can go, and they have a setup of a village in Armenia.
Yeah.
Set up that, you know, just the way it was when they left. And, you know, I mean, that'd be interesting.
And the artifacts that are there from way back before the massacre and after, it's so sad. It's so sad to see those rugs and all the handwork.
Yeah, oriental rugs. The copper work, a lot of copper work.
The culture.
And pieces like this in the museum.
But you see, people have kept over that. What's nice is, you know, in all the places the Armenians went, it seems like they kept so much of their culture.
Well, it was nice that they taught all the girls in the orphanage handwork that.
So then when you did this, who would you give it to, or would you keep it just growing?
She said she did it 20 years ago after we all grew up. She gave them to us.
Yeah. Mm.
It's kind of hard to give something like
that. I give two of them, two sisters, and their mother was my best friend.
Oh, must be the Vesnayans.
Nikdakwiri.
Oh, okay.
Lucy and Mary.
Okay.
They love it. They frame it already.
Yeah, that's a memento they'll have forever passed on to their children.
They frame it.
You know, Kathy, working so long with it, you know, why would she just give it to anybody?
Oh, yeah.
So it had to be somebody special that she gave it to.
That's why I want to know, how long did this take? You're just giving it to me?
About 2 hours.
Really?
Hour
did you do it recently?
Huh?
Did you do it just last night?
When
did you do that, Ma?
Huh?
When did you do that?
I don't count
that. Last year, I think.
Last year?
Yeah.
So I think that's the time when you and Mary were planning to give one each.
Half an hour I can make
it.
Right.
She's not doing a whole bunch of
beautiful.
That.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I have some lace at home from different countries.
Chris says she's going to put hers in her window. She's not going to snatch it up in
my winter
window
time.
With fishing
thread. I have
to get a little frame with a little velvet background and put it in there.
I have lace from France and also some
Belgium?
That's... Well, they got it in France, I don't know, and then some that somebody else gave me. And I have it all displayed in the same area, you know, with black in the background. So I can add this inside.
Oh, that's nice.
It'll look nice with the other ones. So how did you then learn crochet?
Yeah.
From who?
About 25 years ago.
But who taught you how to do that, Ma?
My neighbor.
I can remember her. I do that.
She taught me how to do that crisscross.
And she said she saw her neighbor do it, and she showed her how to do it, and she picked it up.
And the do you also do the hook rug?
No.
Pillows? Or somebody else?
At Patsy do not mind, I guess.
No, she didn't do those. The hook rug, she
I did buy
the
that.
The hook rug was only
that's the handmade
material. She would use nothing else.
Oh,
that all those rugs that she did,
those were our clothes.
Yeah, but they all are 100% wool.
Those are your clothes?
Yeah, I said there was a skirt of mine.
Interesting. Cut, skirt. I did buy it from because it takes a lot of them.
A runner. She also made a runner. I've got it in my son's bedroom. It's long. It's probably half the length of this room.
Yeah.
Around this wide. A runner.
Does it go like
now, can you imagine making a runner? Yeah. How can you make a runner? But she did it. It's absolutely beautiful.
But it goes in circles, but they're long.
It's a long
I understand.
And it's
keeps on going around.
About this big.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I don't know how she did it. I look at that. I don't know how she, and that's also 100% wool. She wouldn't use anything else.
Now, how did you learn to do that?
By braiding my hair.
She catches on very easily.
I see.
No matter what you show her, when I was small, she used to go to a store, look at a dress, come home, cut it on newspaper, and make all my clothes.
That time when she was Shirley Temple.
Yeah, it was about Shirley Temple era.
When she was small.
Yeah.
I make her coat, dress, Shirley Temple.
Everything was beautiful. People used to wait to see what I had on because she would make it.
Yeah.
She still got the same sewing machine upstairs.
Oh, wow. Is it a singer?
Yeah.
One time I made my son pants.
You used to make coaches pants.
Pants. And Varsany did come, but Varsany, you did it very good job. Saharacha guy needed.
Yeah.
You did. Night Saharal, you did it very good job. I say, how did you know that I made that?
Yeah.
From the
fly. Oh, the fly front.
Fly.
She made it a little different, I guess. They used to have buttons and
that sounds like my husband bought me a sewing machine. I said, what'd you buy me a sewing machine for? He said, I figured you can sew. I said, the first thing I'm going to make you is a suit. And he says, forget it.
Funny.
I can remember when the war had just broken up. I was in the 10th grade, and President Roosevelt was on TV, not TV, radio. We all gathered in the homeroom. And he was, she had made me a red dress. And I always say this to Jamie. It was a red dress that came way down here, and it was all pleated all around. And I still remember that dress.
Yeah, it made
a
that
bright
kind
red
of impression
dress
on you.
Yeah, because I had so many compliments on it. Mm. And she made that.
It is funny. I've heard so many people say, like, a woman who lived in Coney Island in Brooklyn told me she was just a little girl, and she was asleep, and she heard everybody out on the street after the speech,
war.
You know, because everybody just came out and said the war is over, and everybody was crying. Because it seems like everybody remembers where they were. You know,
just like JF Kennedy.
I was going to say, that's my generation.
Yeah,
that's what we remember.
Everybody remembers where they were when JF Kennedy was assassinated.
I always remember him saying, this day will go down in infamy.
Right.
I remember that. I was only 14 years old.
I was just a little girl, and I remember because, you know, we're Irish Catholic, and my grandmother at the funeral, she sat on the couch, and she just cried and cried, and I was like, you don't know him. I was like, I didn't understand, you know, at the time. So can,
I'm only five years old.
I had
this. Because my son is your age.
Right. Yeah, I was just a little.
Yeah, but I do like that one, Ma. You know, we have those, and we wore those on the black sweaters, and they look so pretty, Ma.
So do you tie them, or do you sew them onto the sweater?
She has a little button on. She put a little pearl button on mine.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
It's like it holds
over. Somebody put black ribbon right through the top.
Oh, you know, that wouldn't have been bad,
I think Carol did. A black ribbon.
That's a nice idea.
Oh, you know what? She gave it as a door prize. People took chances on it, and this girl won it.
No, you're kidding. Auctioneering. Auction.
How much did they get for?
Well, that time, $25.
That was quite a few years ago.
Listen, I want to know about the skirt or the shirt that you made with all the puckers that you were showing me.
Smocking.
Yeah.
Smocking. Oh. She should have taken a picture of that.
Yeah. Well, I'll take a picture before I leave because I have a camera too.
Mark, I can remember prettier ones than that she used to make for you, the white with the red and the green.
Yeah.
Oh, take it off?
So beautiful, and why should I have done it?
Ma, Jen Marcadevor got me to box the name, but I really can't see it.
You used to make it with white with red French knots, they called it.
Is that what these are? No,
yeah.
French knots?
Yeah.
So where did you learn to do this?
Here.
No, in the orphanage.
No, here.
I know, you made it for me, but you learned it in the orphanage.
No.
You didn't learn it in the... Oh, I thought you learned it.
Only they'll see you. Have to go home.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Who taught you?
Hans was sick by Ned Magashinet and he got by CSN
Bishop. They used to get a patent from Boston. She had friends who had relatives in Boston and they would work on
small pieces.
Yeah. They'd work on small pieces. She says, I went into clothes.
Yeah, and get
But was this an Armenian style?
No, this is smock.
It wasn't specifically Armenian.
This is a smock. They sell the pattern, but I made without pattern.
What year did you do it?
I was wearing that when I was with the Whitensville Savings. Yeah, but she made those for you when you were in high school, too.
Oh, yeah. I was wearing
like the 60s?
The 50s.
That particular one is maybe about 40 years old.
So was this in style in the 40s then, or did other people have
smocking? Nobody else had them. We were the only ones who had these things.
Who could make that?
Yeah.
Shirley Temple dresses, or even babies' dresses you see today, they have a little collar on the smocking.
The christening outfits usually have smocking on it.
But she devised that pattern herself.
It was beautiful when it was new. This is washed. Do you know anything when you wash
it? It was sent to the cleaners. I wouldn't wash that. That went to the cleaners.
Yeah.
But it's still beautiful.
Mm. I used to wear it with a maroon jumper.
See? Mm.
So much care.
I can remember she made Tilly Marker's baby one.
Yeah, well, didn't she make Kippy one when Kippy was christened?
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I think I've got the dress too.
Yeah.
You always use color, or sometimes you do
all
white?
No, different colors, all white.
I have one that has yellow flowers and brown
in between. And green, that's the leaf.
yeah, the leaves. Oh, it's just beautiful.
If that would fit me, I'd still wear it today, but it's tight around the sleeves. My arms have gotten fatter, but the rest of it is okay.
It's gorgeous.
And then the little crosswork, look at this crosswork on the sleeves. I mean, she took time out to do all that. That's a lot of work.
And it's beautiful. It's so even.
But it's just that she has
a
knack.
She's very creative. She is. Yeah. She's very creative.
If she had gone to college, you know, her mother went to college in the old country. But, you know, when she came here, she didn't even go to school. She went to night school. Miss Olson was her teacher in night school.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, she was pushed into a class she was a little older than that.
I don't like this. I bring you one.
We'll put it maybe against the black so we can take a picture. Yeah?
But
ink
was that behind there.
It ain't.
She wants to take a picture of it.
She's saying we want to get this out of the way for the picture. Maybe I'll get out my camera now if that's okay.
Yeah.